Good morning, good morning, good morning from Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And today is Wednesday, December 24th, honey.
My goodness.
It is the day before Christmas.
Wow. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
And I know that people have visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads.
I love it. How about that?
So what's always so good is, regardless of any day, our goal is to shine
peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and everyone that we come in contact with. And that's why they call us
Partners in Shine. Oh, it's always so good.
Yes, yes, yes.
So our listeners, actually, the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
They have literally heard us take a loss. We have had
several losses.
Yes, we have had one more loss in our
listeners,
in our company's family.
Yes.
So we want to give a shout out to
Miss Joanne Matthews, and Mr. Chuck Matthews is actually the one who is experiencing the loss. Up in Detroit, but still it's family. It's family. Mr. Chuck Matthews was with his wife on last Wednesday, actually, when we were doing the show. And we got word this week that Miss Joanne just passed out with a blood clot at the mailbox. They were going their way to the doctors after 4 weeks of recovering from a procedure. And she had a blood clot that formed in her leg, and that thing went to the lungs, and she just dropped. And he called 911, and wow. In a matter of minutes, the ambulance got there, and she did not make it. So the funeral was yesterday, and we just pour our prayers and our thoughts and all out to the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, the great news is she was on a protection plan.
Right.
Just as a lot of our
agents are.
Yes. Yeah.
So she had her affairs in order. Whew. She had the $30,000 life insurance policy that our company provides to our agents.
Yes.
But what I want to say also is, I think as we've gone through, and I feel like weekly, again, we've taken a loss. It just reinforces how short life is.
That's right.
You know, a lot of times we think that we have until tomorrow or next month or next year to get our affairs in order, to do those things that we've always wanted to do, or that we need to do.
That's right.
And
that's right.
What this proves to us, you know, as we're transitioning out of 2014 into 2015,
right,
is that tomorrow is not promised.
Never promised.
You know, we all have a hourglass.
That hourglass.
That's invisible.
That's right.
That's
just
walking around with us.
Shoulder. That's right.
But and we never know when the sands are going to run out.
That's right.
So
you never know. We have a But go ahead.
No, it's just, you know, just thinking about it, people have been either in the midst of their life, you know, young and spry, or even older.
Yes.
But with the Matthews, you know, they were such a dynamic couple.
Oh my
they
gosh,
were a little
yes.
older, but their spirit
in
was so young,
yes,
you know,
yes,
and
yes.
just imagining one of them without the other.
That's
you know?
Right.
And
it's
what
so
I hope with our listeners, you know, as they're out there drinking their coffee, driving mm-hmm. their car, about to go Christmas shopping.
Right.
Truly the reason for the season is much more than a Christmas present.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I just wanted to say that because it always, you know, it's always in the forefront of my mind when I think, you know, how would you be living your life if you knew you only had 6 months left?
That's right. Or 6 days left.
Right.
Or
six hours left.
Exactly. So, exactly. That's right. What would you be doing right now? Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Like, would you be having the argument that you're having?
That's
you know,
right.
Would you... Would you be eating what you're eating? Would you be watching what you're watching? Would you be entertaining the things that you entertain that waste your time?
There you go.
You know, or that aren't even enjoyable.
Thank you.
You know, would you be going somewhere just because they paid you a check every 2 weeks?
Thank
but you hated it.
And you hated it. That's right. Right. Complaining about it all day, every day. Would you be doing that?
So
think about that.
It's just something to consider, you know, as we're winding down.
That's right.
And so,
because you can change that.
You can.
Would you be doing that? Wow.
It was a thought I had, you know, and I'm in my 30s. And a couple of years ago, I literally felt like I was wasting my life away doing the things that I was doing, being working, my personal activities. Just, you know, you just want to better yourself. You want to have this full experience of life.
That's right.
And sometimes we get in this box, or we get habitual. You know, it's so easy to run on autopilot.
Right.
As opposed to actively and critically thinking about the things that you do and say.
That's right.
So for our listeners, I know today is Christmas Eve, and I didn't want to bring it so heavy, but sometimes you got to bring it heavy, you know. So
we can bring back the happiness and the gifts
exactly,
that we have.
Exactly. So for our local listeners, if you want to talk to Leonette Monica, our number here is 410-481-1010. And for our listeners across the country and around the world, our number is 1-877-704-1010. And if you would like to get in contact with us outside of the radio station, our website is
lmmoney.com. That's lmmoney.com. Or you can text the word LM Money to the number 76626. Again, that's LMMONEY to the number 76626.
So,
and listeners, can I tell about the gift?
Let me transition. Okay, let me transition.
Yes,
so
yes.
We know
I get excited. That just like a little child.
We touched on some things that was a hot button for our listeners.
Yes.
And we've literally for the last 3 weeks been getting calls about with questions, with
that's
suggestions,
right.
with what do we do?
That's okay. Right, that's right.
So we have, being Christmas Eve, a gift.
We got a gift for you, listeners.
And yay. Because you are like a 5-year old, I'm gonna let you tell them what the gift is.
Thank you. I get to tell the gift. So we've had, as Leonette said, lots of calls about insurance. So we said, you know, we've got to bring an expert on. And we have an expert here. Guess what, listeners? An expert is with us for the entire hour. Yes, this is Leonette and Monica's gift to the listeners here. Mr. Michael Thomas is here with us for the entire hour for Christmas Eve.
Yay.
So, yes. So you're able to call in and get all your questions answered this hour about insurance. He is, Mr. Thomas. Can are you out there?
I'm right here.
You're right here. Can we hear you?
I hope so.
Can we hear you?
I hope so.
Yes.
We can hear him now.
You can hear him.
Excellent.
Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Peace and blessings. I've never been called a gift.
You are
nothing but a gift.
Yes, you are.
My name is Mike Thomas. I've been in Baltimore for the last 30 years. I'm originally from the Washington, D.C., Prince George's County area. Came to Baltimore to go to the Maryland Institute College of Art. I actually taught in the Baltimore City school systems for approximately 10 years. Mm-hmm. I worked in the community, and I got into the financial services and insurance industry about 10 years ago. And now I work with farmers in the Randall Koch Agency in Timonium. I do believe in financial education. It was something that was not given to me. Being brought up in a family that believed in education and academics, we were pushed towards learning everything that we could and getting a degree.
Sure.
And that's a big deal in our family. But there was very little in terms of financial education. One of the things that inspired me to do this is insurance. I found out that a lot of personal wealth is transferred tax-free.
That's
through
right.
insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's how you're able to create a legacy, that and through trust,
exactly.
Something that FES does through trust. And so when I'm sitting down and talking to clients, I'm always talking about protecting them, because the biggest asset that you have is not your home.
Right.
it's your ability to earn and your ability to leave a legacy for your family. Mm. So insurance is extremely important, and I'm passionate about it because I've worked with seniors mostly. I'm now working on a broader scale. I'm able to offer more products, but I started off in the final expense arena working with seniors, and I learned so much about the city and how a lot of the people here were dependent upon Beth Steele and the Point. And when Bethlehem Steel went belly up and everyone lost their benefits and everything, you know, you can't depend on your job insurance. You can't depend on someone else. You have to make these decisions on your own. And it's one of the things that I try to cultivate in young people and to anybody that I come across. So I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. We are happy to have you here. I actually jotted down, because I never considered this before, that your biggest asset is your ability to earn income.
Yes.
So we think that our biggest asset are all these external things from ourselves. But our biggest asset is, in fact, our own ability to constantly be able to have some form of income coming in. And when we're unable to do that, then we become a liability to ourselves.
And that is truth. I mean, the truth of the matter is, in the financial world, even when you're buying stocks, there's things called options. And all options are is insurance on stocks that you buy. Mm. Everything is insured. Everything. You can't drive a vehicle without insurance.
Right.
You can't go to the hospital without insurance. Everything is insured. And the last thing, people insure their cell phones and they won't have life insurance.
Wow.
And most of the people.
Say it again, please. Say that one
people
more time.
People insure their cell phones and they don't have life insurance.
Right.
And the most important thing to insure is your life. A quick story. My father was a very strong man. And when his father died, my grandfather's a very strong man, but he didn't have any insurance. So my father and my uncles and my older cousins, they spent that whole time when he passed away, arranging the funeral to make sure that he died with the dignity that he lived with.
Sure.
And the only time I ever saw my father cry was on the way back from South Carolina. He just broke down. And he didn't get a chance to grieve. You don't want to leave that for someone when your affairs aren't in order. When my father passed, the last image I had was he was buried in a military cemetery. When we got in that hearse and we drove away, they display the casket with the flag over it, and that's the last image, and it taken care of, everything done, it's really important what you leave and how you leave your loved ones if you love somebody.
That's right.
And insurance is one of the best ways to do that.
Absolutely. No, I actually am having a flashback. I had the same experience. My father died 3-4 years ago, actually, in 2011. So we always thought that he had a will, which is a separate conversation. But the great thing is that he, in fact, did have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And he was buried in Arlington Cemetery. So the wonderful thing is that we were able to have a phenomenal homegoing ceremony for him. He was able to be put in the ground. And we didn't have to have the stress or frustration of, where is money going to come from to do this?
Right.
Because, you know, the funeral home will not, they will take you back if the check doesn't clear.
Oh, yes.
So not having to deal with that, you know. So I was literally just having a flashback of my dad and the flag being the last thing that you see. But just, you know, appreciating that he was able to be taken care of in the way that, you know, the way that he died is the way that he lived. So with that.
That's right.
So thank you for that. We are going to run to our break. And when we come back, we are going to answer all those questions that our listeners have had for us.
Yes.
So you are on with Leonette Monica, Partners in Shine. Hello. You are back on with Leonette Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And this segment of our morning show is brought to you by Divine Order Network.
That's right.
What do they do, Monica?
We show you how to put money back in your pocket. Anybody out there need more money in their pockets?
I feel like our listeners have a whole bunch of money going out of their pockets right now as we go to
especially
Christmas.
Especially at this time, right?
So they would probably appreciate trying to find out how to get some money back in your pocket.
How about that? So we say contact us at lmmoney.com or text the word LMMoney to the number 76626.
And again, for our listeners who would like to call in and talk to Leonette and Monica or the phenomenal Michael.
That's right.
They can call us here at 410-481-1010. Or if they are listening around the country and around the world, because we know we touch people in far off lands.
Across.
Our number here is 1-877-704-1010. Now, our listeners know that we have been talking about our scholarship.
That's right.
Because our company recognizes that it costs a lot of money to go to college,
yes,
and they're trying
does.
To help the youth. And
right.
we're going to be talking about this until the enrollment period closes January 5th. So, Monica, can you tell them about the scholarship?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you have been listening week after week, then you know about $50,000 that is going to be given away. 24 students will receive $1,500. Now, if you're a first-time listener, listen up, okay, because this is good stuff. $50,000, okay, total. So 24 students will receive $1,500, but the top three scholarship recipients will receive, in respectively, $6,000, $4,000, and $2,000. And the $6,000 recipient, they and their family will receive travel and hotel accommodations to attend our convention in February. And that is in the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Woo-woo.
Yes, yes, all yes. Right. Woo. So they get a trip too. Not they and their family. Isn't that cool?
That's phenomenal.
February 6th through the 8th. Yes, yes. We and Michael, you'll be there with
I
us too.
Well, there. I will
yes,
be there.
Yes, exactly. So you will get to see the recipient as well. Get that $6,000. And here's the good thing. It doesn't matter where you're going to school. It doesn't matter what your major is. All you have to be is a high school senior or a college freshman. And you just have to go and answer 20 questions, multiple choice questions,
mm-hmm.
and one of two essays. Pick the essay, and it gives you all the details. It's very simple. And do this by January the 5th. Please, please, if you know a high school senior, a college freshman, pass the information on. Contact us at... You want to give them the phone number or?
Well, let's give them the website.
Okay, at lmmoney.com, lmmoney.com, or text the name LMMoney to 76626, or LMMONEY to the number 76626.
Perfect. All right. Because they will get to talk to Leonette and Monica.
That's right. They'll give you that information.
Exactly. And if they have any questions or concerns, we can kind of help step them through and get
absolutely.
An answer.
We'll help you out with that. We want people to win these scholarships. The money is out there, people. Mm-hmm. Let's get it.
Let's get
that money. Right. We just gave away $2,000 on Friday to a Baltimore County fifth graders. I'm so
Wait
excited.
A minute. Wait
yes,
a minute.
We did.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes,
that
yes,
was
yes.
such a phenomenal
yes,
experience.
It was. Yes, it was.
So what is great is that we have these fifth graders literally
yes.
getting up and talking about
That's
what
right.
this learning these principles meant to them.
The money management.
Yes.
yes.
And the things they were able to do after budgeting and putting money to the side. So,
That's
you know,
right.
some of the children was like, I just wanted to buy my mom a dress.
Yes.
You
Christmas.
Know, for Christmas.
Mine.
Some of the children,
yes.
you know,
right.
like Lauren Andrews,
yes.
your daughter, she has this beautiful betta fish
yes.
that
Give
she...
Yes, 5-gallon aquarium
yes,
she
and she
together.
Did such a great job
yes.
from scratch of going through and... researching what she needed, getting
That's right.
the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And the fish is beautiful. I just saw
Isn't
this
that
morning.
Gorgeous?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
it.
Right.
But what was also so great
yes.
was the big check.
Yes,
so,
the huge
yes,
check.
The big check.
It's,
and
yes, gorgeous.
So what they're going to be able to do going forward, learning these things, is just going to put them in such a great position in their life.
That's right.
So it really did my heart. You know, I had a warm fuzzy because just seeing them appreciate it and learn it and be so proud of themselves.
That's right.
So
That's
at
right.
some point, we will be posting pictures of this big check on our Facebook page. And once
Thank
it's up,
you.
We will make sure everyone knows so they can share in just seeing our foundation in action.
That's right.
You know, because
That's right.
all of the, you know, all the talking, all the fundraising, all of that means nothing if we're not, in fact, bringing this financial literacy to the schools and to our children.
That's
so,
right.
And so thank you taking the lead on that and doing such a great job.
And listeners, we can do the same for you, is my point. Yeah. We can bring the money to you. We can do it. So you call in and you tell us what group you want us to do it for. We have the money, dag nabbit.
We got and it. We want to give it
we
out.
We want to give it, yes.
All right.
All right, so we're very passionate about that. Sorry.
Yes.
No, we're not sorry. We're very passionate about our children coming up right and knowing
that's
what
right.
they need to do better in this world and be better citizens in this world. So. So
that's right.
That's what I'm going to say about that.
There
but I
want
to circle back to the insurance because our listeners, it is so important for them to know as far as having those affairs in order, having themselves covered, what they need for their family, what
Absolutely.
They need to pass on generational wealth. So I'm going to turn it over to you guys because I want to learn something right now.
That's
so,
okay.
Well, let me add, because a couple things have come up and some of the questions. If someone actually has insurance on their job, Michael Thomas, is that enough? Should they have insurance outside of their job?
Well, the way things are now, a lot of companies are not even offering that benefit. And if you're with a company that does offer that benefit, it's great. Take advantage of it. But you need to realize that a group term life insurance isn't based on your health and it isn't based on your age. And what I mean by that is that you have some people on that plan who are 20 and you have some people on the plan who are 60. And you all get the same rate for whatever they're giving.
Mm.
But once you leave that firm, mm-hmm. or once you leave that company, insurability is based on your age, your health, what sort of medications, your hobbies, your actual occupation, and then things change. And things get to be a lot more expensive. And so you want to get as much insurance as you can while you're in good shape and while you're older. And even when you're older, there are programs out there that you can get insured on. But there's a lot of trickery that goes on, I would say, in these commercials. A lot of these final expense commercials, they'll tell you can get insurance for 35 cents a day.
Right.
What they don't
yes.
tell you is that's per unit.
Okay.
And that would be $10 per unit. So if you get $1,000, you're paying $10. And if you're getting $10,000, you're paying $100 a month. And then there's a graded benefit, which means that for the first 2 years, if you die, all you get is the money that you put in. If you die before this first 2 year period, and they don't tell you that either.
So this is once you get past a certain age.
Certain age or mm-hmm. a certain health.
Gotcha.
So you want to
gotcha.
Get the insurance that you need. And
while you're younger.
Sit down with an insurance professional. And I always tell somebody that relationship is a... It's two part. You want to be with a reputable company, but you
sure.
want to have a good relationship with your insurance agent because that's the person that's going to be delivering that check to your loved ones when you're gone. It's the only gift that you'll ever give that you won't see.
Mm.
Wow.
The only gift that you'll ever give that you won't see.
You will not see that check being handed out.
You won't.
Wow.
And also, I'm sorry, why it's so important. To have that relationship with your insurance agent is because they need to know everything that's going on in your life, right? So as things change, as new people come into your family, as assets change, right? So
yes.
they need to know. So you want to develop this long-term relationship because they need to know everything that's going on with you to know the best insurance to recommend to you, correct?
Well, one of the things that we do, before I even write a policy on someone, I do what is called a financial needs analysis and ask a lot of questions, including what do you like to do?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we insuring?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we insuring? Some people just say, I want $250,000 worth of insurance. And I'm like, that's great, and I'd love to sell it to you, but I'd like to provide that. But who and why? Why do you think you need $250,000?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to replace income? Is it to pay off a home? Is it to make sure that your children are educated? What are you trying to do inside of this policy? Some mm-hmm. policies are just for covering life a term policy for a specific term. And then there are insurance policies that actually you can actually put away funds and fund other things and there are lots of possibilities with insurance policies. And it's good to have your agent sit down and talk to you first before they just write you a policy where you just call someplace and then they just ask you a few questions and send you issue out a policy and you're making a payment.
Gotcha. It's funny because we had a caller ask us, how do they know if they're paying into an insurance company, mm-hmm. how do they know that the check is going to be delivered?
Well, like most things, and it's funny, people will go and they will research when they were buying a car. Oh, yeah, is this a reputable car? Right. What are the ratings? You can do the exact same things with an insurance company. You can mm-hmm. look up, see what the company is like. In actuality, you can actually look the agents up by their agent number. And you can actually find mm-hmm. out what that agent is like. Everyone, we're a regulated industry, so everyone can.
Where would they go to look up that agent number?
The Maryland, you can go on the website for the Maryland Administration Insurance, and then there's a place that says producer search, and you can get the insurance agent's ID number. I always provide that, and then you can look them up from that point, and you can see if they've had any complaints or anything against them and how long they've been in the industry. If their insurance agent is active, the license is active, mm-hmm. what lines of insurance they're actually allowed to sell, who they're appointed with, okay. all of that's public information.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Very good. That's good. Great information, Mike. Thank you.
Well, it's about education.
That's what it's about.
It's all about education.
And yes.
Like I said before, I was a school teacher first. I still have fun educating
people. Really no harm
do.
Done.
Really
have
do.
A little fun with no harm done.
There it is. There it is.
All right, listeners, we have our expert out here. Anybody, look, calling in. We have people calling in for the last 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
That number.
Yes, go ahead.
410-481-1010. And for people out of the area is 1-877-704-1010. And we want you guys to call and get your questions answered. You had so many questions, and we thought it was important to get the correct information to you. So feel free to pick up that phone and call in, because Mr. Mike Thomas is on top of the game.
Yes, he is. Yes,
and he will
is.
Take very good care of you. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, perfect. And we have
He's
a caller,
phenomenal.
Actually.
He is phenomenal.
On. Hi, Brother Carlos. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you all today? And happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Happy
holidays. To you.
We are doing phenomenal. How are you today?
Fine. I think you guys are doing a great, great job in educating us financially.
Thank you.
Particularly in the area of the insurance. I wanted to chime in, and I'm not being presumptuous because I know we have an expert there, but I wanted to chime in if I could.
Certainly.
To say that, there was some calls last week and I happen to have a little background in this in the insurance field as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was a call in about how you can utilize term insurance, and also what is the the best insurance mm-hmm. company to go with, and how do you know that you are going to be taken care of? You know that if you're that the insurance company is going to be there on the term insurance item. It's a good. Thing if you a policy if you are very very if you're well educated financially and you know what your projections are and you're able to save and what have you, but if you buy a 10-year term or a 20-year term, at the end of that period your insurance policy is going to stop, and if you renew you're going to have to renew at the age.
Correct.
At the age that you are at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be very expensive sometimes.
Yes, sure. It can.
Do you agree?
Yes.
I agree with that. A term insurance policy, Brother Carlos, is really great when you're starting out. You got a family and you're paying for a lot of different things, and your ability to earn in the future for your family is in peril. If you get a larger term insurance policy, maybe a 20 or 30 year, especially if you have kids and you want to make sure that if something happens to you, life goes on as always. It's a great product because it's not, it's relatively inexpensive compared to other types of insurance. Now, there are hybrid insurance policies like a universal life, which would actually give you the same sort of term coverage or whole life coverage, and it also has a an investment component to it, so that at the end of the well, it doesn't really end, but the insurance, the way it is, you start to pay in, and it starts to the money that's inside of the policy starts to accrue, and you may be able to self insure depending upon how much money you've built up inside of that policy. And you can actually do things. There are policies out there that are called, it's a one-pay whole life insurance policy. If you've got that kind of money put away, you can actually purchase an insurance policy, let's say a whole life $20,000 insurance policy for a fraction of that policy. And it'll actually start to build up, and you can do these things. There are lots of different things that can be done. So sitting down with an insurance professional or doing an FNA, which is a financial needs analysis, because everyone's different. A 35-year-old man is not going to have the same needs as a 70-year-old man. It's just not going to be the same. And if they both need insurance, you've got to look at what they need and the products that are available.
You know, I agree. Like I say, you have to be sophisticated, I think, you know, to come to that solution. I always liked, I don't know whether they even sell them anymore, I always liked the 5-pay life or the 20-pay life.
Yes, they do have those.
Or paid off at about age 65.
Right.
And, you know, where you can more or less pay it then in your most productive years, and then you can have a time where you don't even that for the rest of your life. You don't have to pay anything. Well, anyway, I'll get to the second point, and I'll get off here.
Brother Carlos, can you hold over till we come back after break? Do you mind?
No, fine. Thanks.
Just hold on for a second. Thank you.
Hello. You are back with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And before we went to break, we had Brother Carlos on, just giving us some wonderful information. Brother Carlos, are you still there?
Yeah. I'll just end with this because I know you'll have other calls coming in. And this is where I agree with the representative there, is that you have to select a good insurance agent who is willing to take time with you and to help you, you know, follow through the steps along the way. Unfortunately, a lot of nowadays you don't have that particular concept taking place. You have a lot of so-called 90-day wonders out here, and all they're interested in is selling the policy and collecting the commission. So it is very important that you select a quality agent.
That's right.
But beyond that, if you select a life insurance company or any insurance company in Maryland, you really don't have to worry about that insurance company going belly up or default.
No, you don't.
Right. And you can tell us why. I'll let you tell us why, because you're the expert. But I know that you're going to be protected, even if your insurance company goes belly up, whether it's a car insurance or whether it's life insurance or even homeowners insurance. So with that, I'll get off here and I'll listen to the expert, and I appreciate the information. I'm old school, and I sure wish that I had this information when I first started out. Thank you.
And me too. Well,
thank you so
all
much, Brother Carlos,
thank you
for listening and all the information you give us.
Absolutely.
So I want to piggyback on Brother Carlos, because he said if your life insurance or your insurance company goes belly up in the state of Maryland, you don't have to worry about that. So educate me and our listeners as to why you don't have to worry about that.
Well, I want to even go further back.
Okay.
He said that a lot of the insurance agents are in it for the money, and the truth of the matter is I was too at first. But what changed the game is, and I don't know if a lot of companies still do that, is I delivered a death check. I had a client who died, and she lived off of Park Heights Avenue. And I wrote a policy for her and all her children and grandkids, and she'd always call me back. And then when she died, easy to give you the check, and you have to take it out there. And it wasn't until I pulled up in front of her house that it dawned on me that she wasn't in there.
Wow.
And yeah. and then I started thinking, well, did I make the right decision here? You know, because I was just writing an insurance policy. Now it's real.
Yeah. Right.
Now her family was happy with it, but I wasn't happy with it. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do that again. So a lot of the insurance business, like any other business, it takes time to become seasoned. So if you're dealing with an insurance agent and you think he's looking at you at like a dollar sign, he probably is. But it doesn't mean that you can't ask questions or you can't get another or his supervisor or a person that they're dealing with there also on that particular appointment so that you can get things done. Because it's not natural for someone else to automatically assume that they're really concerned about your family's legacy.
Right.
It's just not normal. We're worried about your own bills. You're worried about what's happening in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer his question about the insurance agencies or the insurance companies are a strange entity. That in 2008, when the financial crashes hit, only one insurance agency was in trouble, an insurance company that was ING, and even they, no one lost a dime. Mm-hmm. When you buy a $10,000 life insurance policy, say you get it from Company A, mm-hmm. well, Company A will take maybe 50% of the risk, and then all of the other companies take a piece of that risk.
Mm. Oh.
So it's a pool of money. And unlike banks, where banks have a sign that says you're only FDIC insured up to $100,000, insurance policies or insurance policies are insured in totality because of the insurance that you have on your insurance, the Maryland insurance fund that does that. So, and it's not just Maryland. It's nationwide. And that's how the risk is spread out amongst insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're purchasing an insurance policy from one particular company, the risk is spread out. It's an ingenious idea.
It is.
There's no one company that takes that entire risk. And it's probably the only financial institution that I can think of. I mean, if somebody knows better, they can tell me. I'm always learning.
Uh-huh.
But that does that. And when I found that out, I was blown away by it. So it allows for a certain amount of stability for all of the companies. But if you want to know if your insurance company is viable, you can look it up. You can actually look up their financials, see if they're debt-free, what they're invested in.
Mm-hmm.
All of this stuff is public record.
Wow.
Of this stuff is public record.
Wonderful. I just got an education.
Yes, great information.
So I had the mind blown look on my face right now.
Yes.
Like, really? Okay.
Woo, that's great stuff.
And it's, you know, the insurance industry, I think, is something that's so misunderstood by the average person.
Mm-hmm.
This information is priceless, honestly, because I think it's going to put people in a better position. And I just want to give the number out again. Again, we had listeners who had questions.
Absolutely.
So for our local listeners, the number here is 410-481-1010. And for our out-of-area listeners, our number is 1-877-704-1010. And if you guys would like, you know, because sometimes we have people who are a little shy, a little bashful.
Mm-hmm.
If they would like to have some one-on-one time with Mr. Thomas, they can actually contact us.
Right.
At our website.
LMMoney.com. That's LMMoney.com. Or you can text the word LM Money to the number 76626. Again, you can text LMMoney to the number 76626.
Perfect. And we have a caller.
All right.
Let's go to our phone line.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, hello. Wait. Welcome, welcome, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We are fantastic.
Super fantastic.
Good, good. Hey, this is Sean Andrews calling in.
All right.
Hey,
Sean Andrews.
Hey, how are you ladies and gentlemen doing today?
Marvelous.
Well, much better now that we are on with the phenomenal Sean Andrews.
Absolutely.
So, thank you. And Sean Andrews has his background in insurance as well. So, I'm certain that you have some wonderful thoughts to chime in on this conversation, don't you?
you know, and first, I just wanted to call in, and I wanted to say the phenomenal job that you all are doing today. And I think what you're doing is very educational and inspirational. And it actually, you know, part of this conversation, actually, it actually reassured me about something, a decision I made 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fortunately, I had a very good insurance man who mm-hmm. sold me my car insurance mm-hmm. and sold me my right. home insurance.
That's right.
And as Brother Mike's mentioned, you know, it's really, really important to have a good, sound relationship with your insurance person, whoever that may be. But, you know, 11 years ago, actually 11 years ago next week, actually it'd be 12 years, but I was blessed to have my first child.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And uh-huh. when I did that, you know, my insurance man knew that was happening. And he said, Sean, he said, you know, we have this great product, and it's called a 10-pay life. And he said, you know, when your son is born, you know, you bring me some simple information, and we will get you a policy that you will pay for once a month for 10 years, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. your son will have that policy for the remainder of his life. And that policy will build cash value, and your son will be covered. So right out of the gate, my son's family had the opportunity to be protected right out of the gate.
That's mm-hmm. amazing.
Exactly.
And I just think as Brother Mike said, having that relationship
mm-hmm. right.
with
That's
your
right.
insurance person to help educate you and
That's
provide
right.
the product that you need is just phenomenal.
And right. if I could say this, now your son has an asset.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. At 11 years old.
I wasn't, you know, and that's where we talk about the education part. The first car I ever bought, I bought because I got out of college and I paid an exorbitant amount of interest because I didn't know what I was doing. And I got hit over the head and I had no asset mm-hmm. Except for this piece of paper that said I went and graduated from college. To walk into a financial institution and to not just say, okay, here's my credit score, but here's my assets. Mm-hmm. Assets and liabilities are huge. It's how people with money actually leverage themselves to purchase things. I've got an asset. He has this asset now, and starting off with life that, you know, it's priceless. I mean, it's an important thing
Absolutely.
That you can provide for your kid,
That's
for your
right.
grandkid. You can do these things, and it's always good to have someone around to tell you those things.
Thank you so yeah. much for calling in, Sean Andrews. That was just brilliance on your part.
That's right.
Creating
for
that.
Listening to the expert.
Exactly.
For listening to the expert.
So we're actually about to go to commercial, and you'll be back with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
Welcome back with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And we are having a amazing conversation with Mr. Mike Thomas
yes.
and our listeners about
right.
the importance of insurance.
That's right.
I would like to go to our phone lines. We're on with Hampton. Hampton, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hampton. Listening
and talking to Mr. Thompson. Here were my ideas. I just want to take my policy, boom, just pay it off. What I'm talking about is money out of my pocket. Burn me, get it over with. I want to do it now. I might live another 5 years and do it then. It's going to cost me more. What do you think about it?
Well, I would first, like I said with everybody, I do a financial needs analysis. I'd like to see the policy.
No, I didn't say a policy.
Oh.
I want to take my cash money now.
Oh, okay.
Go to the undertaker. Give him the money. I want to be burned now. Pay the money off. I don't want to wait till 5 years later and then tell him that 5 years later it'll be more than what it is now. What do you think about that?
You want to know who you're dealing with. Most of those pre-need payments sort of things, they're not regulated. There's stories that people or funeral homes that have taken the money and they've mismanaged the money, and you think you've got something and you don't. It's something you want to look into very closely. I'd be happy to sit down and talk to you. Mm-hmm. I can give you my number.
Wait a minute. You're moving fast. I mean, what do you mean mismanaging the money?
Well, in some cases, there have been funeral homes that have done what is called pre-need purchases. That means you're paying for your funeral and your arrangements ahead of time.
Right.
That money isn't regulated like the insurance industry is regulated. So if you're giving it to a private company and they have your funds, you aren't, I mean, there are a lot of companies that are reputable, but there are a lot of companies that aren't. So you have to do your research to make sure you're not giving the money to somebody that's going to lose your money. When you give them their money, they're actually going to make money off your money. So you want to know what they're investing their money in, because it's not just sitting there. They're going to get, they're going to, you know, gain some sort of interest on it. You want to talk to the people who are doing that first. And like I said, off air, because I know we're running out of time, I'd love to be able to speak with you on that. My phone number, the office phone number is 443-798-2620.
Okay.
And my cell phone number is 410-262-4237. And again, Mike Thomas, if you call me, if I don't answer, just leave a message. I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
No
thank
problem.
You, Hampton. Thank He'll you take very good call, care Hampton. Of you.
Yes, he will.
And next we have Maggie. Maggie, hi.
Welcome.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to all of you.
Peace and blessings.
And I want to thank you for your guest who invited me to call in, Mike Thomas.
Thank you.
It's an invitation when you learn. So
always.
I call that my invitation. When he told how a parent can put a policy in, what did you call it, 10 what?
A 10-pay policy?
Yes. You know, that makes you one who is representing the needs of the people. And you said your number too fast for the older people. So
okay.
You got to slow your number down. As Ms. Hughes used to say, do it slow for my grandmama out there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But I want to share this with you real quick. If we look at nature, and whoever established that policy of 50% and then the other companies taking a portion, do you know that is exactly how nature does it with your parents?
Mm-hmm.
They have 50% each, and the families are that spread out percentage.
Yes, ma'am.
Nobody is learning from nothing. They all learn from nature, the goodwill
That's
of how
right.
to do business.
That's mm-hmm. right.
That's right.
That's right, Miss Maggie.
Maggie, you tell them. And listen, we're going to make sure that Mr. Thompson gives that number slow enough for our grandparents to get it. And thank you so much for calling in and listening. We hope we're glad that we've given you some good information. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
So, Mr. Thomas, give it to them to their grandmas.
Okay. The office number for the Farmers Agency, Randall Koch Agency, is area code 443-4-4-3-7-9-8-7-9-8-2-6-2-6-2-0-2-0. And my cell phone number is 410-410-262-262-42-42-37-37.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Always,
good job.
Always.
So we are going to go to Jean. Jean, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome, Jean.
What I want to, what's his name, Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to ask, do he know anything about Fagley insurance, the federal employees government, you know, insurance?
You know, I know it changes. My father's insurance policy changes. I know that it decreases after you retire, and I believe it decreases down to $10,000 worth of whole life insurance. I think that's what it ends up at. That's what ended up with my father was a government employee, and that's the burial policy that he had. I'd like to be able to again, I don't like to give answers for things that I haven't researched. I'd like to be able to sit down and talk to you with them about that. That way I can speak to you about it a little more clearly. But because of the government budgets, things are in agencies, those policies are subject to change.
Certainly.
You see, I had insurance on my husband and myself. My husband died. But they are telling me I had cancer. My husband reduced mine down to 50%. But
mm-hmm.
one agency, one part would send me letters telling me that he was covered. But they never paid me out, and I, you know, but yet they're still taking monies out of me. They're supposed to stop taking premiums once you turn 65, and I'm 72.
Oh, my.
Well,
they're still taking it. You know, I ain't.
Wow.
And I don't talk to the people in the OMB, whatever, the, you know, Office of Personnel Management.
Wow.
And I don't know where to go, you know.
If you call me, I'll come by. We'll sit down together, and we'll see what we can do to work it out.
Okay.
And because if you're there, you would be able to give me authorization to speak on your behalf, and we can work that
out.
Okay, Gene.
Did you get the number, Gene?
I have your phone number. I took it when he was giving it to 262-4237-410.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You got it, lady.
All right, Gene. He'll take very good care of you, honey.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank
you. We got a gift for you. We're giving out gifts, listeners. Yay.
And we're going to go to Diane. Diane.
Awesome. Diane, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'm glad that you all are on. I don't get a chance to listen because I worked for the school system, but we went to break started.
Yay.
All right.
So, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. I'm glad you all are educating our community because so many times, in the past, we had white insurance companies, and they were cheating our people out of, you know, money, making them buy the nickel insurance policies. And then once they died, they didn't have anything, Holly, to bury them, you know, people. And I'm so glad because it makes us think. And the thing that you have for the young children is good because it's going to help them so they won't be in the financial woes that we have been through, and it's also helping us adults to get our finances in order, you know, in a way that we never before, because, you know, you thinking you have this policy, and then, you know, they don't tell you when you get a certain age, they decrease it, and I don't think they should, because everybody, like I told this insurance guy, everybody is not sick the way people think because you get older. A lot of people are in good health, you know, and they've got these policies that, or insurance, health insurance, where you have to pay a certain amount because you're older, you're an older adult. Mm-hmm. And then you got children, young people in their 20s and 30s that are dropping dead from whatever, cancer, whatever, you know. And they don't have enough policy. So I'm glad you all taking the time to educate our community. And I hope that in the new year that you can get out to all the communities in Baltimore because we really, really need it.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. It's Ms. Diane, right?
Yes.
Ms. Those were debit insurance agents, and believe it or not, they still exist.
Wow.
Right. I was going to ask you about
they come around and they collect.
Right.
And there are some out there that actually will pay off, but the problem is you don't, a lot of people who, they go to neighborhoods where their people aren't very sophisticated. I mean, you're not going to get a debit insurance agent walking around the Towson, Maryland. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in poor neighborhoods and where people are actually, they think they're protecting their families and they never even had the policy explained to them.
Thank you for saying that.
As far as insurability goes, everyone has almost like an insurance credit report. It's called a MIB, Medical Information Bureau.
Mm.
When you apply for an insurance policy, you can tell them whatever you want to. I don't smoke, this, that, the other.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to see everything that you've ever gotten a prescription for.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you've gone to the hospital, there are laws that actually protect it. It's a HIPAA law, but you sign off on that so that the company can actually go and look at your MIB. So if you're in good shape and you know you're in good shape and you're honest with your insurance agent, they're just going to go get an MIB, and the insurance agent really doesn't have any power over that. That's really about how you are insured. Your insurability is awarded based on your health.
Right. I know that part, but it's like, it seems like to me as an African-American person that we always get the shorter end of the stick, you know. And sometimes I think that your doctors are in with the pharmaceutical companies.
This is true.
So much, they are.
To give you so much medication where you can heal yourself naturally because God gave us that, you know, that part of being. But I wanted to ask you, and I'm going to get off this line because I know you're getting ready to go, about Home Beneficial. Remember that insurance company called Home Beneficial? I don't know if they're still around.
I'm not sure.
Still existing. But I'll be listening next week, so maybe you might can do some research on that and let me know.
Or you can give me a call.
Yeah, Miss Diane.
You can definitely give me a call.
If you left your number, do you leave your number?
I didn't. You can put me back on hold. I'll leave my number.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'll follow up with you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your call. Merry Christmas.
So, we have had a phenomenal show.
As always.
I have to say thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Michael Thomas, for the blessing to be here.
You have taught us so much today, and I feel like our listeners had the best gift that they could have ever gotten
Absolutely.
The day before Christmas.
So, we will
see you guys on the flip.
Have a
happy holiday.
That's right.
And you are with Lynette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
All right.
Yes.